Shabbat Shalom. Okay. So today's Torah portion, Parshat Tetzaveh, because we don't have more than 2 hours today, so we need to go in the scriptures. So today's Torah portion is such a rich passage of scripture, speaking of the anointing of Aaron and his sons for the priesthood. And I would like to read one place of scripture, and today we'll read many places of scriptures, and I want to ask you to be with me in the scriptures, okay? Please open and read with me. So Exodus chapter 28, verse 2. Exodus chapter 28, verse 2. You are to make for your brother Aaron garments set apart for serving God, expressing dignity and splendor. Can you imagine these two words? Expressing dignity and splendor. Something very special, shiny, beautiful, strong. And verses 2 to 41 speak about glorious garments made from gold and precious stones. And we have Barton, he's the best who can tell you about every kind of stones. Every kind of stone, so he can explain you everything. So the priest's garments indicate his function. This is the reason of the special garments for high priests. His clothing reveals the work the Lord has entrusted to the priest. This is the important thing. To be a mediator, a go-between, a bridge between fallen and sinful humanity and the perfect and holy God. This is the reason for such special garments in the scripture. Therefore, the priest had to be from the tribe of Levi, from the sons of Israel, in order to understand the problems, the weaknesses, the difficulties of his people for whom he would intercede when he came before the Lord. So this is very important part for today. He's supposed to be from the tribe of Levi, from Israelite, to understand everything from his people. As a mediator, the priest would make communication possible between God and his people. This task was on the shoulders of high priests. He was only one who could do that. As an intercessor, the priest would plead to God on behalf of his people. And I like this, behalf of his people, his own nation. As a peacemaker, the priest would try to achieve peace between God and his people. It was his task of high priests. In a way, of course, not completely, but in a way, the priest was a type of redeemer. He was a type of redeemer. Because he made an atoning sacrifice on behalf of his people who needed God's redemption. Very important role in Israel. One man, only once a year, was able to gain forgiveness. Not only for Israel, but for all peoples on the earth. How much on him. When he returned from the Holy of Holies on Yom Kippur, on this special day, he brought mercy and forgiveness from God to his people. It was an incredible moment. I believe one of the joyfulest time in the history of Israel. Once a year, we forgiven. Praise the Lord. When the priest on Yom Kippur went out before the people and performed a burnt offering in the courtyard of the tabernacle, he should have been dressed in a special golden robes in which every detail indicated the perfection, the holiness, and the splendor of God. He was representative of God to Israel. People were looking at him and they were seeing God's glory on him through his garments, through his sacrifices, through his work. It was special, holy, anointed moment. The priest shone in the eyes of the sons of Israel, being a shadow and the representative of God on earth. He represents God to people of Israel. It was unusually beautiful, and at the same time it was terrifying when a man of God in his golden garments pronounced judgment on Yom Kippur. It was shiny, it was beautiful and terrifying. However, when the priest on the same day on Yom Kippur entered the presence of God in the Holy of Holies, now, before people he was representative of God in the golden, beautiful garments. But in the Holy of Holies, he wore completely different clothes. Who remember what color it was? A white linen tunic. A linen shirt without any decoration. What a beautiful picture here. He's supposed to come before the Lord in his presence in simple linen shirt. The Holy of Holies was not a place to adorn oneself with gold or beautiful clothes. That was not a place. Not for the Lord. Not before the Lord. Only complete humility and meekness is acceptable in the presence of God. Only complete humbleness and meekness. The white linen tunic was a picture of the righteousness of the Lord. This was the picture, prophetic picture. And the wearing of that picture of his righteousness was the only condition by which a person would not die in the presence of the Lord. You want to go in golden robe, please, but probably it would be last time. Only in white linen, in the holiness of the Lord. What a beautiful picture here. A sinful and weak man, sinful and weak, who knows the weaknesses and problems of his people, in humility brings the blood of a sacrificial animal, an atoning sacrifice for his sin and for the sins of mankind. Only once a year. Beautiful, beautiful picture. And he is dressed in the garments of humility, of God's holiness, and the righteousness that only the Lord can give. Only from the Lord. You know, for me it's the very simple lesson here. Very simple, but very important lesson. We have nothing in which we can boast. Nothing. Nothing for which we can be proud before the face of the Lord. No words that we can say in our own defense when we appear before the great and holy God who opened only one way to himself. Only one way. Only. And all this magnificent picture that we see in the Torah becomes a prophetic indication of our future hope, a future Messiah, and a perfect sacrifice. I mean, it's a prophetic picture. When we see garments of high priest, we can see beautiful picture of Yeshua, who became representative of God to us, and in the same time, representative of us before the face of the Lord. It's a beautiful picture here. It's very important to remember that there's only one God, and there's only one way to him. There's no other ways. If you'll hear that God is one and many ways to him, it's a good idea, but it's dead idea. Only one God, and only one way to him, through the sacrifice of his Son, our Lord Yeshua, the Messiah. And I would like to read from 1 Timothy chapter 2. And please open with me 1 Timothy chapter 2. And we will open probably 20 places of scripture today. So be prepared. If you are digital, it's much easier. So 1 Timothy chapter 2. It's a beautiful place of scripture. And here we see two parts of our Yeshua. For there is one God, and there is one mediator between God and man, a human, Messiah, Yeshua. Let's say together, one God and one mediator. Nobody else. Nobody else. Only God and Yeshua. Scripture calls Yeshua the high priest. In Hebrews chapter 6, you can find there. Scriptures call him high priest according to the order of Melchizedek, the mediator between God and man. So in him, in Yeshua, we see two components. Because he is the perfect Lord, the Son of God who was born and became a man in order to redeem us. So he is the Lord. And he is the Son of Man at the same time, who was born in this world to be a representative of us before his Father. So, I don't know how about you, but when I read about Yeshua, it's always, always give me hope and joy and, you know, everything changing me when I read about Yeshua. So, I would like to read a few places about Yeshua, who he is for us. Who is he in the scriptures? What a splendor of his ministry, the glory of the Son of God on him, because he is the high priest of our faith. So, Romans chapter 9, verse 5. Can we open, please? Romans chapter 9, verse 5. And this is very clear understanding of Rabbi Shaul. Not only Rabbi Shaul, but also all the first believers and apostles at that time about Yeshua. So, Romans chapter 9. And remember, Romans, it was written in Greek language. So I would like to point one word here. So, Romans 9:5. To them belong the patriarchs, and from them, from Jewish people. Yeah, we know about whom. From Jewish people. From them. According to the flesh, the Messiah, who is over all, God blessed forever. And in Greek it said here, the very special word here, theos. Theos. It means God. And you can't play with the word theos in Greek. It's impossible. So Apostle Paul said that Yeshua, the Messiah, who is over all, God blessed forever. This was an understanding of Rabbi Shaul about Yeshua. Colossians chapter 2, verse 6 and verse 9. Colossians chapter 2, verse 6 and verse 9. Very interesting understanding of Rabbi Shaul, Apostle Paul. Therefore, as you received Messiah Yeshua as Lord, let's say together, as Lord, so continue to walk in him. As you receive him as Lord, continue to walk in him. Verse 9. For all the fullness of deity, theotes, the same word from word theos, the Lord, fullness of God, lives bodily in him. I mean, that's why not many people loved Rabbi Shaul at that time. And that's why so many people want to kill him. because he was clear in his message. When he talked about Yeshua, it was obvious that he taught about the Lord Yeshua, not a man Yeshua, not the Rabbi Yeshua, not the prophet Yeshua, but Theos. The Lord, God, Yeshua. Revelation chapter 1. It's a beautiful place. The beautiful place about future. Revelation chapter 1, verse 8. And it's Yeshua's words. I'm the Alpha and the Omega. Who it is? It is Yeshua, Messiah. says Adonai Elohim. If Adonai not enough, Adonai Elohim supposed to be enough. Who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty, Yeshua, Adonai Elohim, Almighty. And you know, some people think that it's only New Testament, but it's not an idea of New Testament. I want to read one place in Isaiah chapter 9, verse 5. It's idea of Tanakh. In Torah also we can find many places about Messiah being the Lord. So, Isaiah chapter 9, verse 5. And this is not a New Testament. This is actually Tanakh, prophecy. For us a child is born. So when you think about child, what do you think? I mean, the man, child, beautiful baby, yeah, like. And let's look about this beautiful baby here. For us a child is born, a son will be given to us, and the government will be upon his shoulder. His name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, My Father of Eternity, Prince of Peace. What a boy. Father of Eternity, Prince of Peace. Can you imagine the parents of Yeshua, his mother? She was thinking that he is her son. Actually, she was his daughter. Okay, it's too deep, but he created her. He allowed her to be his mother on this earth. It's a beautiful picture. He was transformed on the mountain of transfiguration and shone in his beautiful golden garments. You remember the place of scripture when he shone, they were like in his glory, in his shine, in his light, because he wore the garments of high priest. He was the high priest of our intercession, our faith. Miracles and healings constantly occurred around him, everywhere, everywhere. Doesn't matter where he was, miracles, because he wore high priest in his golden, beautiful clothes, garments. Demons were afraid and obeyed him. You remember a couple conversation, him and demons. They were afraid of him. They saw his shining light. They saw his power. The dead were resurrected at his command. Can you imagine this dialogue? Him talking to people and saying, oh. He cried with them because of their stolen hearts. And he said, Lazarus, come out. I mean, we can try, but I don't know. Maybe, I mean, the Lord can do everything. But in his power, in his presence, it was no death, because he's the Lord, Lord of resurrection. Sea and wind obeyed him. If it's not enough, they were stoned by his miracles. He walked on water as on land. Simply. Because he was in hurry, he just, okay, I need to have service across the river. Actually, it would be great, yeah? Yeah, it's in future life, not today. He turned water into wine. I think it's his miracle. I would like to do that, but I can't. I mean. And many more remarkable events marked his time on earth. Many more. Because he was in the clothes, in the garments of high priest. He was son of God. In glory. He was powerful. Because he wore the clothes of the magnificence and glory of God. And Yeshua said about him, I and the Father are one. Let's say together, I and the Father are one. One place of scripture. We have only 2 hours and 8 pages, but let's go faster. John chapter 14. Please open with me. I mean, this incredible place of Scripture, verse 8 and 9. John 14, verse 8 and 9. This is, I mean, him and his Talmidim, his followers. And one of those who were close to him for a long time, he asked Yeshua, Philip. He was open-hearted. He was very committed to Yeshua. So he asked Yeshua, Master, show us the Father, and it is enough for us. So, like, we know you, Yeshua, but let us see Father. Let him come to us. And verse 9, it's an incredible answer. Yeshua said to him, Have I been with you for so long a time? And you haven't come to know me, Philip. As it is like Father talking to him. I'm here. Philip, you want to see me? Haven't you known me? You follow me for so long and you don't know me anymore. He who has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, show us the Father? I believe it is a complete answer for Philip and for us too. The same Messiah who came to Moses, to Abraham, to many people in the Scriptures. He told Philip, look at me. Come on. But at the same time, incredibly, he was dressed in weak human flesh. He was born as a man and lived on this sinful and corrupt planet. And John chapter 3, did I tell you we have many places of Scripture? John chapter 3, verse 13, John 3, 13. The words of Yeshua, the Messiah. No one has gone up into heaven except the one who came down from heaven. So he speaks about himself, who comes down from heaven. And Yeshua called himself the Son of Man. So he is the Son of God, and he is calling himself the Son of Man. Just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the desert, so the Son of Man must be lifted up, so that whoever believes in him might have eternal life. So the Lord himself showed his perfect love. He came to us dressed in this weak body, became a man born in this earth, bearing all the hardships, enduring sufferings such as you and I will never know, in order to redeem us. He lived through so much pressure and opposition from demonic world, from people. He became our perfect high priest, interceding for us before his Father. Serving us, he gave all of himself without reservation. In response to his love, he was betrayed many times. In response to his life, he was crucified. In response of his life. In response to his perfection, he became the sacrifice for our atonement. And you know, one simple but important truth. Yeshua died as a man. You know why? Because God cannot die. This is why he came and take on himself this human flesh to become a man as you and me, to know how to intercede for us, how to pray for us, how to help us. So he understands us completely. Everything we go through, he knows already because he our high priest. And it's a beautiful picture. Many false gods, they require some sacrifices for people to come to them, but our Lord, he came as a sacrifice for us. Yeah. What a great God. What a great Lord. He's not only showed us the way, not only gave us a Torah, it's a beautiful gift, but he came himself and showed us the way here. He died and he brought us to himself. So he knows how to help you and me, how to pray for us, and how to protect us. So in the same time, he was high priest in his golden garments, and at the same time, he was in his linen and white linen clothes before Father. And I know I have so many things to say, but I would like to conclude because probably tomorrow I will try to go forward deeply. We are as a people of God. We called priest for the Lord. And in the same way, we have a golden clothes, the golden garments on us. And many of us, we don't know power of the Lord on us. Because, you know, our enemy, he tried to lie to us. That the Lord doesn't remember you anymore. You're weak. You're nothing to God. He is too busy on the heaven. But I want to tell you, greater is he who lives in you than who lives in this earth. You have commandments from the Lord to pray for sick people, to do miracles, to proclaim his kingdom. This is your obligation because you're priest for the Lord. You have this authority. But in the same time, when you come in front of the Lord's face, in his presence, the only one way to go there, to leave your golden robe outside. Take your white linen and come in front of God. So I would like to read the last place in Luke chapter 18. And we will close with it. Verse 9 and on. Luke 18, verse 9 and on. Then Yeshua spoke this parable to some who trusted in themselves that they were righteous while holding others in contempt. So people who pretty good, I mean, we will see and we will find very good members of, I mean, two men went up to the temple to pray, one a Pharisee and the other a tax collector. The Pharisee stood and was praying this to himself. I like this place. Pray this to himself. So probably he came to the temple to pray to himself, not to God. It was different. Oh, God! I thank you that I am not like other people. Thieving, unjust, adulterers, or even like this tax collector. Can you imagine this honest prayer? I'm so good. I fast twice a week. Wow, good for you. And tithe on all that I get. Super. What a good member. Verse 13, but the tax collector, standing some distance because he was not worthy, he felt guilt. Standing some distance away, wouldn't even lift his eyes towards heaven, but beat his chest saying, God, be merciful to me, the sinner. Yeshua said, I tell you, this man, rather than the other, went down to his home declared righteous. And I like these words. Yeshua has a power to say forgiveness. So he proclaimed this man forgiven. And it's not a question. Maybe a little bit more. He declared righteous. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled. But the one who humbles himself will be exalted. Amen. So I would like to pray and stay here. Tomorrow probably I will go a little bit more, four more pages. But for now I would like to end this sermon with simple prayer. We all need to walk in the golden garments, the presence of the Lord, miracles of the Lord. And in the same time, we are simple people. We need his mercy, his forgiveness, his righteousness, not ours. Let's pray. Lord, thank you so much for opportunity to be in this place, Lord. Thank you for time to enjoy your presence, Lord. Thank you for Yeshua, who is our righteousness, who is our intercession, who is our mediator. Thank you so much for our high priest, Yeshua the Messiah. Thank you for his sacrifice and his life for us. We thank you, Lord. In the name of Yeshua. Amen. Amen. Thank you. let's stand together and don't hug each other, you know, do. Oh, thank you. No, it will not, Robert, it will not work. You see, it's. No, yeah, I couldn't hold myself. Yeah. Let's pray. Yevrecha Adonai veishmerecha Yaher Adonai panavalecha vichunecha Yisa Adonai panavalecha veyasem lecha Shalom. Amen. Shabbat Shalom.